from Allo Black. To Esperanza Spalding. Thirty-seven musicians are represented in two summer music playlists recently released by U.S. President Barack Obama. The music is available on Spotify, the streaming music service. The White House page on Spotify has links to playlists from Michelle Obama and Vice President Joe Biden, too. It is the second year the president released a list of favorite summer songs. He also released a list of five summer books. The list includes songs from more than 50 years of American, British, and world music. Obama starts with jazz stars Miles Davis and Charles Mingus, recorded in the late 1950s and early 1960s. The choices bring listeners through the years, finishing with 27-year-old singer Leon Bridges. Bridges' song, Smooth Sailin', came out in the summer of 2015. The music is organized into two lists. Some songs are meant for a summer day, and the others are for the season's warm nights. The daytime playlist includes the famous Beach Boys song, Good Vibrations. It came out in 1966. Good Vibrations is considered one of the most important songs of the Beach Boys' career. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Also included is an extended version of Sinner Man by jazz singer Nina Simone. It is more than 10 minutes long. Simone was a popular singer for about 20 years, starting in the late 1950s. Jonathan Prince of Spotify told the New York Times that the service's most listened to playlist right now is that of the Commander-in-Chief. Prince said that was bananas or unusual. He said Obama could come to work at Spotify as a music chooser when his term ends in January. Rob Sheffield is a music writer for Rolling Stone. He called the list extremely good. He said it is the kind of list that might be written by a music lover or someone working full-time in the music business. British singer Corinne Bailey-Ray is on the playlist, too. Her song, Green Aphrodisiac, is on the nighttime list. She told the New York Times that Obama's list reflects the influence of soul music from the late 1970s. After all, that was when Obama was a teenager. The list also includes Aretha Franklin, Sarah Bareilles, and Janelle Monáe. Combined, the songs have a total running time of just under 3 hours. Plenty of time if you are relaxing on summer vacation. The Obamas returned to Washington Sunday from a summer trip to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. I'm Dan Friedel.